弟兄姊妹平安。
Good morning, everyone.
我们今天讲到的信息呢，是打破瘫痪的心态。
Today, the topic is to talk about break paralyzed mindsets.
我们今天分享的经文呢，是约翰福音的五章一到十五节。
So in the book of John, chapter 5, 1 to 5.
几天前，有弟兄姐妹跟我说。
A few days ago, a few brothers and sisters asked me.
牧师，回头你讲到的时候，能不能给我们讲一讲进食祷告的主题。
And so, can you share something about fasting and also prayers?
我的心中呢非常的温暖。
I feel very touched.
弟兄姐妹呢愿意做这样的属灵的操练，愿意亲近主，我感觉到很被鼓舞。
I was very encouraged because the sister brother want to have those spiritual disciplines.
后来弟兄姐妹呢又补充了一句话，让我的心凉了半截。
And so later, the sister asked me something that my heart cooled down a little bit.
她说，我的体重一直都降不下来。
And because of my weight keep going up.
我也不知道，我回头要讲这个进食祷告的主题，我应该从神学的角度，还是从营养学的角度来讲。
So I wasn't sure if I would really talk about touch the subject is from spiritual point of view or from the nutrition point of view.
那我们今天讲到的主题是不是进食祷告呢？
Today, are we talking about fasting?
我还没有准备好。
I have not prepared yet.
我还需要学习更多营养学的知识。
I probably need to learn more about nutritional knowledge.
我们的生命里面呢，有很多的领域，我们知道需要做出改变，但是迟迟的没有行动。
But in our life, there are so many things we know we need to change, but we don't have the enough. We feel we get stuck.
我们知道神希望我们有亲密的婚姻的关系，有美好的家庭的生活。
We all know that God wants to have a very good family and marriage life.
但是呢，很多时候我们夫妻之间好像表面风平浪静，其实已经冷战很久了。
And even on the surface, it looks like everything is smooth sailing, but inside there's a cold war.
我们知道我们应该主动的这个邀请对方坐下来好好的沟通。
And very often we know we need to communicate with each other.
我们知道我们应该要有机会要去修补这样的夫妻之间的关系。
We know we need to repair the relationship.
但是我们迟迟的呢没有行动。
But very often we do not take action.
有的时候呢我们会有一些成瘾的习惯。
Also we may have addiction.
小到这个刷手机刷到半夜不睡觉。
You may be addicted to your cell phone.
或者说是吸烟或者是喝酒。
Maybe smoking or drinking alcohol.
大到大麻毒品。
And even to the point, maybe you're taking narcotic or marijuana.
或者是赌博。
Or gambling.
我们知道这样的生活方式不健康，我们需要从中走出来。
We know we need to walk out this very unhealthy habits.
但是我们迟迟的呢没有行动。
But very often we hesitate not to take action.
很多时候呢我们有焦虑的情绪。
Very often we have anxiety.
我们知道我们应该祷告，应该把这个交托给神。
We know we need to pray, we need to give those worries to God.
但是我们很多时候呢没有办法从中间走出来。
But we are not able to get out of it.
很多时候呢我们需要有健康的生活方式。
We know we need to have a healthy living style.
我们需要有平衡的饮食的结构。
We need to have a balanced nutrition.
我们需要有这个定期的经常性的健身。
And we know we need to exercise regularly.
但是我们好像有很多的借口，很多的障碍，让我们没有办法来采取行动。
But we have a lot of excuses, also maybe some barriers prevent us doing it.
我们知道我们应该要亲近神，应该有灵修的操练。
We know we need to get very close to God, have a spiritual discipline.
我们应该每天读一点圣经，每天都跟神祷告。
We know we need to read the Bible and pray to God.
但是我们的借口太多了，我太忙，我的心情不在这个上面。
And very often we find all kinds of excuses. I'm too busy, I'm not in a mood.
我们需要有很好的财务的管理。
We know we need to have a financial management.
很多时候我们入不敷出。
And very often we spend more we earn than more than we earn.
我们需要想办法去改善我们的财务状况，但是迟迟的没有行动。
And very often we know we need to change our financial management, but we just do not take action.
我们知道我们需要有自我的成长。
We know we need to have personal growth.
我应该有读更多的书，我应该学习不同的这样的知识的领域，能够丰富自己。
We know that we need to enrich ourselves by reading different types of books.
我应该在我的事业上有发展。
We know we need to probably continue to develop our career.
我应该在我的人际关系中有改善。
We need to improve our personal relationship.
但是我们迟迟的没有行动。
Very often we hesitate to take actions.
我们今天要讲的呢，是一个瘫痪的病人，他得到痊愈的一个过程。
And today we're going to talk about this person who's been paralyzed and how he get healed.
这个人他身体上的瘫痪是显而易见的。
And he's paralyzed, the conditions are very visible.
但是很多时候呢，我们的生活中还有看不见的瘫痪。
But very often we do not see the paralyzed areas in our life.
我们的心灵呢，可能被恐惧、被怨恨，甚至绝望所瘫痪。
Maybe paralyzed by fear, or maybe bitterness will disappear.
我们呢，今天的讲道分成三个部分。
So we're going to divide three points.
第一个部分是识别瘫痪的心态。
First of all, is identify paralyzed mindset.
第二个部分是耶稣医治的能力。
But how Jesus healed her healing power.
第三个部分是行动的呼召。
And is the call to action.
我们一起来读。约翰福音五章一节。
And let's start with a reading John chapter 5, verse 1.
过了这事，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals.
这地方提到呢，有犹太人的一个节期。
And there's a Jewish festival.
很多人呢都要上耶路撒冷去。
And many people need to go up.
这里没有具体的说是哪一个节期。
And they really did not talk about which festivals.
很可能是逾越节、五旬节，或者是祝棚节中的三个中的一个。
Maybe one of those maybe is like a Passover.
按照旧约的律法呢，所有的成年男子到了这个节期呢，是要去耶路撒冷圣殿。
So according to Jewish law, very often adults need to go up to the Jerusalem.
耶稣呢，也去了耶路撒冷。
And Jesus went up to Jerusalem as well.
我们一起来读第二节。
Verse 2.
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做比士大，旁边有五个廊子。
There's a Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate of Paul, which is Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades.
这里提到呢，耶路撒冷城有一个城门叫做羊门。
And here we'll talk about there's Sheep Gate.
这个门呢比较靠近圣殿，所以
Very close to the Holy Temple.
所以，带着羊、带着牛要去献祭的人呢，穿过这个城门，很多羊从这穿过，所以叫羊门。
And very often there's animals such like a sheep will go through this gate.
这里呢有一个池子叫做比士大池。
And there's a pool is called Bethesda.
这个池子呢不是一个很小的一个池子。
It's not very small pool.
我们现代的圣经考古学家呢，已经找到这个池子了。
And actually, for people archaeology already found this pool.
我们还没有完全的挖掘出来，但是已经挖掘出来的部分呢
，They were able to discover part of the pool.
已经是比一个奥林匹克标准的游泳池还要大，还要深。
And so even the part of the pool is already much bigger than Olympic pool, and also is deeper.
这个池子呢，有饮水区，把山泉还有别处收集的雨水呢，引到这个池子来。
It's able to collect the rain onto this pool.
这个池子呢，也是耶路撒冷圣殿最重要的一个水源。
And this is one of the most important water source of Jerusalem.
然后在这呢，有五个带着顶棚的这个柱廊廊子。
And so there's a five called colonnades.
我们一起来读第三节。
And verse three.
里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。
There's a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed.
我们看到一个非常悲惨的景象。
It's a very sad situation here.
这里呢，有各种各样的患病的、瘫痪的这种这样的残疾人。
And there's a lot of different type of disabled people and also very sick people.
他们为什么在这个地方呢
？Why they gather here？
有至少有两个原因。
And there are two reasons.
一个呢是这里靠近圣殿，很多去圣殿献祭的人呢会路过这里。
And very often that first reason is very close to Jerusalem, so people when pass by they will cross here.
要去圣殿的人呢，通常这个同情心比较强。
And people who usually go to Holy Temple, they have very much more compassion.
很多人呢会给他们施舍。
And very often they will give them maybe money.
第二个原因呢，我们等一下会看到。
And we will look at second reason later.
我们一起来读第五节。
And let's read verse 5.
在那里有一个人病了38年。
And one who was there had been invalid for 38 years.
我们从这个语言上来看呢，他应该不是出生就带有这样的残疾的。
And so maybe he wasn't born with a disability.
不知道他是在幼年的时候还是年轻的时候 发生了什么事情，他就瘫痪残疾了。
We have no idea what happened that caused his disability.
已经过了多久呢？已经过了38年。
It already passed 38 years.
这是非常长的一个时间。
And this is a very long time.
我们不知道他发生这个痛苦的事情的时候，到了后来他每一天是怎么过的
？We have no idea, when it happened, how he lived his life.
他的心里面有没有苦读，有没有怨恨，有没有抱怨
？Did he have this bitterness that also complained?
有没有失望
？Was he disappointed?
有没有无助的感觉
？Did he feel helpless?
有没有没有希望的感觉
？He feel hopeless.
我们一起来读第六节。
And let's read verse 6.
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
So when Jesus saw him laying there and learned that he had been in that condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
耶稣从这里过，耶稣知道他病了很长的时间。
And yet, Jesus passing by and know him that has been sick for a long time.
结果耶稣呢问他一个问题。
So he asked him a question.
这个问题很奇怪。
And this is a very strange question.
这个问题不是明知故问吗
？And it's like you know the answer. Why you even ask?
你看见这个人他瘫痪了那么久，这不是他最大的需要吗
？And you know he's paralyzed. You know this is his biggest need.
他当然希望要痊愈，不是吗
？Of course he want to be healed.
不一定。
Not necessarily.
耶稣问：“你要痊愈吗
？”Do you want to get well?
我们。时常呢会有一些习惯性的借口、啊、
Very often we have these habitual excuses.
我们来一起来读五章七节。
And let's read verse 6-7.
病人回答说：“先生，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子里。我正去的时候，就有别人比我先下去。”
So, sir, invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else go down ahead of me."
耶稣问他说：“你要痊愈吗
？”And Jesus asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
他直接的回答不是，应该是我要痊愈。
The first answer response is, "Yeah, I want to get well."
但是没有。
But he didn't answer that.
他说的是很多这个负面的情况让他没有办法痊愈。
And he started talking about negative things that to prevent him get well.
在这里呢，他提到以色列人有一个传统。
And he talked about the Jewish tradition first.
在这个传统里面呢，这个比士大城时不时的呢，会有神差遣的天使搅动那个池水。
And Bethesda pool, once a while, they will send angel to stir up the well, the pool.
当水冻的时候呢，先下去的病人就得到痊愈。
So whoever go in first will get healed.
神学家呢分析，我们不知道。这个是真实的还是他们的迷信
？So theologian analyze whether this is a superstition or is real.
也许神用这样特殊的方式施下怜悯，医治一些病人。
Maybe God gives this compassion to heal people.
也许不是的。
Not it may not be the truth.
但这里没有关系。这里所有的这些残疾人，他们除了在那里等待施舍，他们也在等待这个水洞，他们想要得到医治。
So very for all those disabled people, besides they want to get people to give them money, they also want to get healed.
这个病人他已经瘫痪了38年的时间。
This paralyzed person has already been paralyzed for 38 years.
我不知道他每天是怎么能够从住的地方来到这里来乞讨的。
I have no idea that who carried him from home to the pool.
可能有人呢，这个拿着他的垫子，他在垫子上面把他。抬到比士大池边
，and maybe people are helping with a blanket.
他在那里等候，他看见水洞的时候，他听见水洞的时候，他很着急，他想要下去。
Very often when he saw the water has been stirred, he want to go down there.
但是他等了38年
，but he waited 38 years.
每一次水洞的时候，没有人帮助他把他放到池子里。
Every time when the water been stirred, no one helping to go down there.
他可能挣扎着想要爬到池子那里去的时候，已经有人先下去了。
And even he struggled to go down there, but everybody got ahead of him.
他的心里面有这么多的苦读，有这么多的抱怨。
He has a lot of bitterness and also complaints.
他的这一些负面的经历给他这种没有希望的、没有这个无助的感觉。
Those negative experiences give him that he feel hopeless and helpless.
我们来看他有这样的瘫痪的心态。
We see he has a victim mentality.
第一个瘫痪的心态是受害者心态。
First of all, he is a victim.
很多时候我们觉得我们自己是受害者。
And very often we feel we are the victim.
别人对我们不公平。
When people are treated us unfairly.
别人的错误让我处在一个很糟糕的境况里。
Other people's mistake made me in a very bad situation.
有的时候别人的错误是恶意的。
And very often other people has a bad intent for me.
但是有的时候别人的错误可能还是善意的，但是造成我很糟糕的情况。
Or maybe even people has a good intent, but also caused me harm.
我抱怨命运不公。
I very often I say that life isn't fair.
甚至有的时候我们抱怨神。
We very often say, God, you're not fair.
为什么让这样的事情发生在我的身上？
Why did those things happen to me?
我们总是在抱怨环境和其他的人。
We always complain circumstances also people.
我们拒绝承担责任。
We refuse to bear responsibility.
而且我们非常的被动，非常的消极。
We become very passive and discouraged.
我们等待别人来拯救我们。
We are waiting for other people to save us.
第二个瘫痪的心态呢，是绝望的思维。
And second one, talk about hopelessness.
因为38年在这样的等待中不断的失望。
And waiting for 38 years is always disappointed.
这个瘫痪的病人，他的思维呢，已经认为改变是不可能发生的。
His mindset is that the change will never happen.
他的人生中呢，经历了很多的失败。
He has experienced a lot of failures in his life.
他觉得他的人生就是被他过去的失败所定义的。
And so his life has been defined by his failures.
他过的就是一个失败的人生，他就是一个失败的人。
He lived a failure life and he is a failure person.
他完全失去了对未来的盼望。
He totally lost the hope in the future.
我们看第三个瘫痪的心态是比较的心理。
And third one talk about is comparison.
我们很多的时候呢，我们暗暗的在跟其他的人比较。
Very often we like to compare to other people unconsciously.
他说水动的时候别人就先下去。
And when water stirred, somebody else went down first.
所以他没有办法得到痊愈。
But then that's why I cannot get healed.
别的人呢也是病人，可能情况比他稍微好一点。
Other people may be disabled, but has a better condition than him.
哎呀，我这个残疾瘫痪的太严重了。
And my paralysis is too severe.
比起别人都严重，所以我没有办法得到痊愈。
Because I'm much more severe than others, so that's why I cannot go down.
我们总觉得自己不如别人。
I always feel you are inferior than other people.
很多时候呢，我们会嫉妒其他人的成功。
And very often jealous of other people's success.
甚至很多时候，很善意的人会希望别人好，但是不能超过我。
And very often you feel oh, people have a good intent, but you better not better than me.
很多时候我们的嫉妒最强烈的嫉妒是嫉妒我们熟悉的人身边的人，而不是不认识的人。
Very often the strong jealousy very often is toward the people around us.
我最近呢读到一个非常震惊的事情。
And lately I read something very shocking.
我们非常熟悉的白雪公主的故事。
And Snow White.
这个嫉妒他毒害他的那个人，在原本的这个童话原著里面，不是他的后妈，是他的亲妈。
So actually, origin story of the person who poisoned Snow White wasn't her stepmother, actually was her biological mother.
后来呢，这个迪士尼要改编成动画片，改编成电影的时候呢，害怕大家接受不了这个事实。
So, when Disney decided to put this animation and was very worried about that people cannot accept the facts.
所以呢，就改编呢，变成了他的后妈。
So change it to stepmother.
很多时候，我们觉得自我的价值感非常低落。
And very often we feel we have a very self-esteem.
我们找不到我们的真正的价值在哪里。
We know what's our self-worth.
然后我们来看今天第二个部分，就是耶稣医治的能力。
The second part talk about Jesus' healing power.
一起来读第六节。
And let's read verse 6.
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
So when Jesus saw him there and learned that he had been in the condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
我们再一次来看，耶稣主动的来找他，然后来问他。问的居然是你要痊愈吗？
And so Jesus actually took initiative, asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
耶稣这个问题是一个震撼人心的问题。
And this is a very shocking and life changing question.
耶稣的问题呢，暴露这个人他内心真正的渴望。
And his question actually exposed what the true inner desire.
很多时候，我们内心的渴望，我们自己没有清楚的认识。
Very often, we don't even know what's our inner desire.
或者因为我们过往的经历，我们在回避我们内心的渴望。
And so very often, because of past experience, we kind of avoid our true inner desire.
然后耶稣这个问题呢，是挑战既有的思维模式。
And so Jesus actually challenged existing thought patterns.
很多时候呢，我们那种受害者思维，我们那种无助的思维，已经变成我们的舒适区。
And so because we be, if we feel hopeless, we'll become a victim. Is that our comfort zone?
我们在这种受害者心态里面已经过了太久了。
And we feel we victimized that for so long.
在这种受害者心态里面，我们好像有权利去自怨自怜。
And so we, in that mindset, we can self-pity.
我们在这种受害者心态里面，我们好像有权利去埋怨抱怨别人。
And so we have the right to complain other people.
如果不是某一个具体人的错，那也是命运对我不公平。
And so if it's not somebody else's fault, it's the fate.
在那种受害者心态里面，我们好像有权利去享受别人对我们的怜悯。
And so if you feel like you're a victim, you should receive other people's pity.
但是耶稣挑战我们要走出这样的瘫痪的心态。
But Jesus actually challenged us that we need to get out of this man's mindset.
耶稣要我们诚实地面对自己。
And Jesus wants us to face ourselves honestly.
我们一起来读第八节。
And let's read verse 8.
耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
Then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk.
耶稣要医治他。
And Jesus want to heal him.
耶稣怎么样医治他呢？
How does Jesus want to heal him?
耶稣可以打一个响指，他马上就痊愈了。
And Jesus can just snap his finger and then he is healed.
但是耶稣呢，给他这样行动的命令。
But Jesus gave him a command.
让他要走，而且让他自己站起来。
And first of all, you need to get up.
而且要让他自己拿着他的褥子走。
And need to pick up the mat.
那么这是一个什么样的人？这个人已经38年没有走过路了。
Well, think about this person have not been walked for 38 years.
38年他没有自己起来过。
He never got up by himself.
这个不光是褥子他没有拿过，甚至别人是拿着他的褥子抬他到这个地方来的。
Neither he ever carried his mat, nor is always other people carry him on the mat.
这个人的心态呢，完全是依赖别人的心态。
He's always in the mindset to rely on others.
但是耶稣居然对他说，你要起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
But Jesus actually said to him, you need to get up, pick up your mat and walk.
非常感恩的是，我们前面看到这个人很多的信心软弱的地方。
And so we saw that earlier, this person does not have a lot of faith.
但是在第九节这里，他的信心体现出来了。
I see in verse 9, his faith has shown.
我们一起来读这个九节的前半节。
And so let's read the first half of the verse 9.
那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。
And once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and walked.
耶稣在什么时刻医治他的呢？
And at what moment Jesus healed this person?
是先医治他，让他的身体完全的健康之后，他起来走的吗？
Is that he completely healed that person and this person get up and walked?
我相信是他做那个动作，在站起来的那一刻，他就得到痊愈。
I really feel probably is that moment he tried to get up and he was healed.
我们的信心是必须要有行动的。
And our faith need to have come with action.
没有行为的信心是死的。
And so without the faith without the action is dead.
我们的信光在脑子里面，光在嘴唇上说出来都是不够的。
It's in our knowledge, we just say lip service is not enough.
我们最后要用行为来体现出来，我们真的相信神。
We need to take action. Yes, we truly believe in God.
哦，这个人的信心其实很值得我们学习，在这里。
And this is the person's faith that we can learn from him.
他瘫痪了38年，但是耶稣说让他起来，他就努力的挣扎，他就起来了。
So whenJesus asked him to get up, and his faith shone. He got up and walked.
而且他走的时候呢，耶稣要让他自己拿着他自己的褥子走。
And Jesus want him to carry his own mat with him.
他就听从耶稣的话，他就拿起他的褥子走了。
He listened to Jesus, carry his mat, and walked.
耶稣基督呢，要医治这个人。
And Jesus want to cure this person.
有三个层面的医治。
And there are three different levels of healing.
显而易见的是，他的身体需要医治。
Yes, first of all, definitely is a physical healing.
而且呢，耶稣看到他的心理需要医治。
Jesus also saw that he needs the inside psychological healing.
这38年的瘫痪呢，让他的心理呢， 变得很不健康。
And so he became, as psychologically, he was unhealthy.
他非常的被动。
He was very passive.
他非常的依赖别人。
He very dependent on other people.
他的心中呢充满了苦毒和怨恨。
His heart filled with bitter.
他跟别人比较，觉得不如别人。
He's always compare himself, he's inferior.
他没有那种乐观的那种主动的精神。
He's not optimistic and like to take action.
而且耶稣呢，要医治他灵性的问题。
But Jesus also want to heal his spiritual problem.
灵性的问题是跟神关系的问题。
And it's a relationship with God.
我们等一下会看。
And we look at that point later.
我们来到呢，今天讲到的第三个部分就是行动的呼召。
And let's look at the third point is the call to action.
耶稣基督呢给他的这样一个命令是超越人类理解的命令。
And so this the command is beyond human understanding.
第八节呢耶稣对他说起来拿你的褥子走吧。
The verse 8 says, Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk.
我们在这种瘫痪的思维里面呢我们很难去采取行动。
And when you feel you're paralyzed, it's very hard to take action.
我们不断的在等待。
We're always waiting.
我们会有很多的借口。
We have all the excuses.
我们很多的抱怨。
We have a lot of complaints.
我们很多的时候会拖延。
And very often we just want to delay things.
但是耶稣基督呢给他医治。
But Jesus cured him.
而且那一天呢第九节的下半节特别说那一天是安息日。
And that day which is took place was the Sabbath.
安息日呢对于以色列人来说呢是全新的一周的开始。
And so for Sabbath for Jews is the first the beginning of the week.
耶稣基督医治他呢，给他一个新的生命的一个开始。
And so Jesus cured him to give him brand new life.
我们一起来读第十节。
And let's read verse 10.
所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。
And so the Jewish leader said to the man who had been healed, it is Sabbath, the law forbids you to carry your mat.
我太生气了。
I was so angry.
我看见这些犹太人，特别是这些犹太人的宗教领袖。
We see those Jewish leaders.
他们看到这样一个38年瘫痪的病人得到痊愈，他们不是第一反应应该是为这个人高兴吗
？They were not happy for this person who's been paralyzed for 38 years.
但他们没有同情心。
And they have no compassion.
他们全部的注意力是在遵守旧约的律法上面。
And all they focus is follow the law.
他们不光是对自己要求严格
they have very high standard for themselves.
而且他们不断地在看别人身上有没有错处他们可以挑出来
They always looking other see if other people has any fault.
他们对这样一个38年得到痊愈的一个病人说今天是安息日你拿褥子是不可以的
And so they said to this person said, today is Sabbath, you should not carry a mat.
为什么拿褥子都不可以呢
Why can't you just even carry your mat?
因为他们把这个安息日的安息不可工作极端化
because they extreme the law that Sabbath you cannot do anything
这一天连你这个躺卧的褥子拿起来都不可以
you cannot even carry your own mat
这个人是怎么回应他们的
and how does person respond
我们一起来读第十一节
and let's read verse 11
他却回答说那使我痊愈的对我说拿你的褥子走吧
but he replied the man who made me well said to me pick up your mat and walk
耶稣呢在这个时候他的公开事工是刚刚开始
And Jesus just started his ministry
很多人还不认识他
And a lot of people did not know him
我们从这个经文来看呢这个瘫子虽然被医治但他其实不认识这个人究竟是谁
So even this person, the paralyzed person has been healed but he did not know Jesus
这个人在38年的时间里面呢一直生活在一个胆怯的一个消极的这样一个状况里面
This person always living a very discouraged life and very passive
但当耶稣基督扭转他的生命的时候
When Jesus totally changed his life,
他面对这些有权有势的宗教领袖他勇敢地来做见证
And so when he facing the religious leader, he was very bold to give testimony.
他说那使我痊愈的对我说拿你的褥子走吧
So he said, the man who made me well said to me, pick up your mat and walk.
这些犹太人的宗教领袖他们是享有很高的权柄的
And those religious leaders have a lot of authority.
他们在责备这个被医治的瘫子
They are really accusing this person of carrying the mat.
但是这个瘫子他知道那个使他痊愈的人应该有更大的权柄
But the person who's been paralyzed for 38 years knows Jesus has much higher authority.
他说让我拿褥子走我就走了
And he said, the man who made me well to tell me to walk, I walked.
我们需要采取三个行动
We so need to take three actions.
第一个行动是要拒绝借口。
First, we refuse excuses.
你们有借口吗
？Do you always have excuses?、
啊、我们有很多的借口。
We very often have a lot of excuses.
我们要停止抱怨环境。
We need to start complaining about our circumstances.
很多的时候，我们每天都可以找到不同的人来抱怨。
And very often we can talk to people and always complain something.
觉得都是别人的错。
It's always other people's fault.
才让我落到今天这个情况。
So I'm in this situation.
我们不要再推卸责任。
And do not shift blame.
我的责任就是我自己要承担的。
I need to bear my own responsibility.
就像那个摊子，他的褥子是要他自己去拿起来的。
And so just like the paralyzed person, that he need to carry the mat and walk.
我有的时候看体育比赛。
And very often watches sports.
我看足球比赛的时候。
And when I especially football.
我看到那个后卫犯了一个很愚蠢的错误。
And very often, the defense player made a huge mistake.
他居然传球一下就传到门前对方的。前锋的脚下。
And so he actually passed all the way to the other team.
但是作为那个守门员，他第一反应不是抱怨，说你怎么这么蠢。
And so for the goalie, right? For the goalie, actually, not the first reaction is not complaining. Why are you so stupid?
不是告诉教练是他的错。
And it's not complaining to the coach. Wow, it's his fault.
那个守门员的第一反应是要集中注意力，尽他的全部把这个球扑出去。
So the goalie, the first reaction response is actually try to receive it and try to pass on.
我学到一句话，我们是我们人生的守门员。
And so I learned something that we are our own goalie in our life.
我们自己是我们人生的守门员。
We are our goalie in our life.
在我们的人生中呢，发生很多不幸的事情。
So even though there's a lot of unfortunate things happening in your life,
很多时候呢是别人的错误。
Very often, maybe other people's fault.
很多时候是别人恶意的错误。
And maybe other people have a bad intent for you.
更可悲的是，很多时候是别人善意的错误。
And very sadly, sometimes maybe it's good intent.
但是我是我人生的守门员，我不允许这样的事情发生在我身上。
But I'm the I am the goalie of my own life. I would not let things affect me.
我们需要去面对现实。
We need to face reality.
我们不能想，哎呀，原本这个事情应该是怎么样的。
We should not say, well, originally this should happen.
但是，现实它就是不完美的。
In reality, life is not perfect.
当我们面对现实的时候，我们要尽我们的全力去把那个球从我们的球门外面扑出去。
So we have tried our very best pass on the ball coming to me.
我们第二个行动呢，是要相信神的话。
And second action is believing God's word.
我们要相信神的应许，它不落空。
His words never, I mean, his promise never fail.
当那个三十八年的摊子，他其实不认识耶稣基督。
Even though the paralyzed person did not know Jesus.
但是当耶稣基督跟他说，让他要起来，拿起他的褥子走的时候，他就用他那个很弱小的信心，他就顺服了神的命令。
So when Jesus asked him to get up and walk, even has a very little faith, and he replied.
神的话语呢是带有创造能力的。
And God's words that carry creative power.
神说有就有，命立就立。
God said yes, then it will be.
神用他的话语创造宇宙万物。
And God has created the world.
神的话语呢也来改变我们的生命，使我们的生命回转。
And God's word can create and change us.
你的信心有多大
？How much faith do you have?
你的信心有没有这个瘫痪三十八年的这个摊子大？
And your faith is a little bit bigger than this paralyzed person.
我们读这个经文的时候，其实我们看到他的信心不是很大。
We know that the person did not have a lot of faith.
但他用他小小的信心，他顺服了主的话，他的生命就完全的改变了。
He uses a little faith and obey, and his life been changed.
我们用我们小小的信心去顺服神，就可以带来突破。
Even though we have a little faith, but you were able to obey, then our life will be changed.
第三个行动呢是立即的顺服。
And the third action, immediate obedience.
我们很多时候在等候，是不是
？Very often we just wait.
我们在等候别人帮助我们。
And waiting for other people to help us.
我们在等候一个完美的时机。
And waiting for a perfect moment.
我们总是在拖延。
And we always try to delay.
这个拖延症已经变成我们这个时代一个最普遍的症状。
And procrastination is one of the most common diseases among all.
但是神告诉我们，我们要立即的顺服。
And Jesus tells us we need to obey immediately.
不要等待，不要推迟。
And do not procrastinate and do not wait.
不要计算这个事情我做成功的概率有多少。
Do not calculate successful probability.
很多时候我们做事情，做一件新的事情，不是一做就会成功的。
And very often the first time you try may not be a success right away.
有属灵的前辈告诉我。
And some of the spiritual people told me.
说是 你在尝试一件新的事情的时候，你做好准备，你至少要做两次。
And so you need to prepare when you try something new. You probably need to do couple times.
你第一次做的时候，因为你没有经验，很可能是会失败的。
And you might fail because it's new for you.
但是当你这个说要放弃的时候，你告诉我你做了几次，至少做两次，你才可以说你要放弃。
Before you say I'm going to give up, you have to try at least a couple of times.
我们需要单纯的来信靠神。
We need to have very simple faith, trust God.
这个瘫痪38年的这个病人，其实年龄肯定是比耶稣要年长的。
And for, I'm sure this paralyzed person probably is much older than Jesus.
但当这样一个年轻的，大家认为是拉比的这样一个人对他说要起来的时候，他就起来了。
And rabbi is like a rabbi who actually said to him, get up and walk. He got up.
然后我们一起来读第十四节。
And let's read verse 14.
后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
Later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, see, you are well again. Stop sinning or, sinning or something worse may happen to you.
哎呀，很感动的是，后来耶稣在圣殿里面遇见他。
So Jesus saw him in the temple later.
他不是去圣殿里面乞讨的。
And he wasn't become a beggar at the temple.
我相信他是痊愈之后去圣殿里面去献祭，去感谢神的。
And so probably he went to the temple to offer his offering.
然后耶稣呢对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪。”
You are already well again. Stop sinning.
很多人在这里呢，我觉得是误读了。
And very often probably misunderstand here.
很多人用这节经文呢，是说，你看他瘫痪，他遭遇那样可怕的事情，就是因为他犯罪。
And a lot of people say maybe because he sinned first, and that's why he became paralyzed.
圣经上不是这样说的。
And that's not what the Bible said.
在罗马书，使徒保罗说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Everybody has sin against God.
耶稣呢对他说你的身体已经痊愈了
and your body is already cured
你的心里也已经痊愈了
and your psychological is already cured
你跟神的关系也要完全的恢复
and so you need to restore relationship between you and God
不要再做得罪神的事情
do not offend, do anything to offend God
旧约中有神的这样的应许
so in the Old Testament there's a promise
诗篇的103:3我们一起来读
and Psalm 103:3 let's read together
他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
Who forgives all your sins and heal all your diseases?
在新约中呢，也有这样的应许。
And so in the New Testament, also there is a promise.
约翰一书5:4这里说，因为凡从神生的，就胜过世界；使我们胜过世界的，就是我们的信心。
For everyone born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
那我们一起来总结一下今天我们学习到的功课。
Let's summarize what we learned today.
首先，我们要识别并且承认我们的瘫痪的心态。
First of all, we need to really identify and acknowledge our paralyzed mindset.
你们有没有一个领域是你们知道要改变，但是迟迟没有行动的
？Is there something in your life you need to change, but you have not taken action?
你们在被动的等候中。
You're just waiting passively.
你们心中充满了这样的抱怨苦读
and you very often feel with complaints and bitterness
这种失望还有无助
and feel hopeless and disappointed
第二个我们学到的是我们要相信耶稣有完全医治的能力
we need to believe in Jesus have this complete healing power
神他认识我们
he knows us
知道我们的需要
he knows all our needs
他知道我们身体上的需要
he knows our physical needs
他知道我们心理上的需要
psychological needs,
他知道我们灵力的需要
He knows our spiritual needs.
耶稣基督要医治我们
He wants to heal us.
第三个呢我们学到的就是我们要立即的行动活出新的生命来
We need to take immediate action and live the new life.
不要继续的等候
And don't wait anymore.
不要完全的依赖别人
And don't rely on other people.
不要再拖延
And do not delay.
我们学到这样的功课的时候我们就立即的采取行动
Once we learn this lesson, let's take action.
从我们的舒适区中走出来
And walk out of our comfort zone.
让神的话语可以改变我们的生命
And let God's words change our life.
那么今天耶稣问你，你要痊愈吗？
When Jesus asks you, do you want to get well?
你会怎么回答他？
How are you going to respond to him?
你会告诉耶稣，我有这些借口。
And are you going to say, oh, I have so many issues and as excuses?
有那么多的人，他们做错事情。
And there are so many people offend me.
没有人帮助我。
Nobody helped me.
其他的人呢，比我更强一些，我不如别人。
And a lot of people are much better than me.
你会告诉耶稣基督这些负面的情况？
Are you going to tell Jesus the negative situations?
还是你告诉耶稣基督我要痊愈？
Yes, you tell Jesus. Yes, I want to be healed.
那么这个星期呢，我们有行动的计划。
And so this week, I want to take an action.
我想让你呢，停止一个借口。
I want to try and learn to stop at least one excuse.
我知道你可能有很多的借口。
I'm sure you might have a lot of excuses.
但是这个星期呢，我们就集中在一个借口上面。
And let's just start with one excuse.
你停止一个借口。
And you stop one excuse.
你开始一个新的习惯。
And stop one new habit.
这个习惯可能是一个健康的生活方式。
And maybe a healthy living.
可能是对之前的这个不好的习惯的一个很大的改变。
And maybe a total change of a bad habit.
这个星期呢，我邀请你，你跟别人做一个见证。
I want you to probably share your testimony with someone.
告诉别人耶稣基督在你生命中做了怎样的工作。
And tell others what Jesus has changed in your life.
你的生命发生了怎样的改变。
And what changed in your life.
那么到最后呢，我们一起来背诵第八节这个经文。
So let's remember, try to memorize the scripture in verse 8.
我们一起来读三遍，把它背下来，之后有考试。
And so we're going to read three times, then we're going to have a test.
耶稣对他说起来，拿你的褥子走吧。耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”准备好了吗？请向旁边的人来背诵。
耶稣对他说：“起来，拿起你的褥子走吧。”
大家背得很快。
You memorize very quickly.
好的，我们一起来做一个祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
And dear Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样美好的经文。
And we just want to thank you for wonderful words.
让我们通过这样的经文，我们不光能够认识你。
And through those words, besides we can know you.
而且我们可以更深刻的来认识自己。
And we can also know ourselves better.
在我们的生命中，我们有太多的借口。
And we have so many excuses in our life.
我们时常的是抱怨别人。
Very often we just complain about others.
我们抱怨命运。
And we complain about the fate.
有的时候我们甚至抱怨你。
And even we complain about you.
但是主啊，你的话语是蛮有能力的。
And your words are filled with power.
你关心我们。
You care about us.
你问我们，你要痊愈吗？
You ask us, do you want to be healed?
主啊，给我们信心。
And you continue to give us the faith.
让我们勇敢的说我们要痊愈。
And so we're courageous to say, yes, we want to be healed.
当你给我们命令让我们起来拿我们的褥子走的时候，
When you command us to get up and walk.
主要让我们用我们这小小的信心，我们就立即的行动，我们就站起来，我们拿起我们的褥子，我们走了。
So even through very little faith, we're willing to obey and then to listen, get up and carry our mat and walk.
主啊，也求你给我们信心，让我们能够为你做美好的见证。
And continue to give us faith to share a beautiful testimony with others.
让别人看到我们生命的改变，他们就知道耶稣基督。
So when other people witness our changes, they know you.
他们就愿意来认识你。
They want to know you and they want to know you better.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.